Drake, you want to do a Taquerino?
I don't appreciate being told what to do and when to speak.
Okay. Great.
But I will.
Thank you. Thank you.
Because I love you.
Oh, I love you too, bro.
But don't push it, man.
Okay. Okay. All right. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 215.
This is a podcast for two drunken tag team champions. Play retro games for your amusement. I am one half of the tag team champions. My name is Jurek.
And I am the other half of the tag team champions. My name is Earl. And this week, we're going to be playing a wrestling game on the Super Nintendo. One I've never played. Probably not a lot of people have played. Well, maybe now.
I never even heard of it until it came out for this.
The Switch Online thing. We're going to be playing Natsume Championship Wrestling, NCW, if you will.
NCW.
Woo! Should be pretty good, I guess. I don't know. We'll get there. Me neither. But before we get to Natsume Championship Wrestling, how's it going this week, Drake?
It's going good, you know. I've had a lot of schoolwork to do in the past. I think since we last recorded, I've taken 4 tests, gotten CPR certified.
You got CPR certified? Nice.
Yep.
So if I choke, you can save me.
I mean, theoretically.
Theoretically, okay.
Possibly, depending on where we are at the time.
Right. I guess it's not choking. Like, when do you do CPR? Like,
I don't know, when somebody stops breathing.
Right. So after you've choked.
Their heart stops beating, or their heart is beating erratically. And so, I don't know, if they're unresponsive and they're not, like, breathing on their own and don't have a pulse.
Right. And did you learn how to, like, pinch the nose and do the thing and, like... Put your.
You don't really have to do that.
Oh, I thought you did. I don't know. I'm basing my CPR.
Their head back. I guess she never said anything about pinching the nose. Maybe they don't do that anymore.
Maybe they don't. I don't know. I just am basing all my CPR knowledge off of movies and TV shows. So
right.
Which nobody does it right in those, I'm told. So
no.
Yeah.
Because if they were doing it right on a real person, they would probably potentially like break a rib or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right. In order to do it right, that's what you should.
I mean, it happens a lot.
Yeah.
You have to like really
put a lot of pressure.
You shouldn't be doing it on a conscious, healthy person.
Right.
Pushing down, like you gotta push their so they're like, yeah. Their sternum goes down like on an adult like 2 inches.
Holy crap, that's a long way.
Because you have to push down hard enough to pump the blood out of the heart and then release so the heart fills back up with blood, and like you're basically pumping the heart. Like, manually.
Yikes. Well, cool, you're CPR certified.
Yeah, so that, and then I also went into class and learned how to take a bunch of x-rays of people's shoulders.
Nice.
And that's a lot of different types of projections.
Right.
So, yeah. Busy. And then I also have written 2 out of 3 pages on a research paper I'm writing.
Ah, busy week for you, Jerry.
Yeah.
Nice.
Done a lot of stuff.
Nice. A lot of learning, you might say.
Yeah. So I got a lot of information rolling around in my head these days.
Excellent. I do not. Actually, I have a bit of information these days. Well, I mean, a bit of information. we're doing a thing at work, which is kind of cool, also terrifying to me. Like, I don't know if it's the right thing to be doing even right now, but we're putting on what we're calling a festival. And it's an outdoor thing. Like you just walk by our building and look at some art, you know, which is cool. And we get to provide some work for people, you know, like all of my theater folks, all my people who work for me and stuff are out of work, you know, and if we can give a few of them some dollars, let's do it, you know? But like, so I spent my week coming up with the return to work policies and procedures, like how we are safely handling COVID-19, you know, and
yeah,
it is. It, I'm because I've been writing this, like I'm just so nervous about everything now. I don't know. Like, we're being very safe about it, but, and really, like, it's not like there's a crew of like 15 people working on this, you know, it's right. Two people, you know, like,
I mean, I think that's,
yeah,
gonna be fine.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Such a small, I mean, I'm, you know, for school, I'm in a rooms with like, I've been around 6 other people or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm only really in real close proximity with 2 other people consistently.
Right.
And my teacher then, but he stopped by for, you know, 30 seconds to a minute to kind of show you, okay, here's what you were doing wrong. Do this instead. And there you go.
Right. Right.
Cool. But I mean, we're all, yeah, wearing masks and stuff. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. 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 Masks is key. Wear your masks, revelers.
Yeah. I'm so,
I know, everything's the worst.
So angry about whenever, and I need to just stop looking at whenever I see stuff about masks, and then I go into like comments about it and all the idiots talking about it, and it's like, ah.
I also not, like just
not difficult.
An hour before we started recording, I, you know, the liquor store is a half a block away from me, and I had to go get a bottle of whiskey, and like I was walking down the street wearing my mask, and this girl was like in front of me on the sidewalk not wearing a mask, and like as I passed by, like she had stopped or something, and you know, I left the 6-foot distance, but I had to go around her, and like she looked at me like I was fucking crazy, like I don't know, it's just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, ugh, I don't know, I can't get into it. Let's not get into
that
right now.
That's why this will never end.
I know. If everybody would just follow the rules, like the rest of the world seems to be following the rules and has it, you know, sort of under control at least, but not here in America. Woo.
Yay. Freedom.
Freedom. Anyway, Jurik, tell the revelers and I, have you played any video games since we last met?
I mean, a little bit, like I said, obviously I've been very busy.
Right.
So I did make it through, I think I'm still playing Link's Awakening.
Oh, nice. Where are you now?
I think I just finished
4, 5, 6.
4, I think.
4.
I want to say.
I can't remember. Is that the water
behind
one?
Behind the waterfall.
Behind the waterfall. I think that's 4. That might be 5.
Wait, nope. Yeah, I did. Behind the waterfall, I think, was 3.
Oh.
Or maybe that was 4. I did the one in the water where you got to get in there. You like
you dive down,
under,
yeah.
You dive down under stuff and then you go in.
I'm pretty sure that's 3. That one.
I think that one's 4.
Okay, I don't remember. I should. That's like my favorite Zelda game. But cool.
Yeah, yeah. I think I remember. I think I'm 4 because there's 8 total or whatever. I think, right.
Yes.
So yeah, I think I remember that I'm halfway through.
8. Yeah. Cool.
I just got the hook shot in the last one I was in.
Nice.
So
that's a good thing to have. It opens up the world a ton.
Yep, I know. There's places I couldn't remember this game like at all. So, but there were places I would come to, and it's like I guess it just requires you to have the hook shot because it's close enough that I should be able to run and jump over it, but it doesn't let you.
It doesn't let you
because
do that,
you
yeah.
have to have the hook shot to get over.
Yeah.
It. So I was like, there's clearly stuff on the other side that I'm going to hook shot to. Obviously, I'm going to get the hook shot eventually.
Right.
And now I have it. So yeah, now it seems like pretty much the whole world should be
opened up. Yeah.
Not fully.
You still need to get the mega power bracelet. That'll open up everything. I think
yeah,
that's,
it's awesome. I'm still, yeah. I definitely dig the game.
Yeah, it's fucking good. I mean, and it looks so good. I don't know.
It looks really good. It plays really good. And it's just, it's such a well-designed game that it, while it is a big open world, it does a good job of guiding you, steering you in the right direction, just kind of based on arbitrary blockings of stuff.
Yeah, you know? Like there, it is so well-designed. And it keeps you on track, you know, like there's no, you yeah. don't really get lost, you know, you can, but.
You can a bit,
but just, also the map's, I mean, not huge.
As the map's not huge.
Yeah.
But as it opens up more and more piece by piece, there, it's like, you know, you can tell that you need something to get past it. Like, I know that I need to be going here now, but I can't find this thing, but
have you started
talk to a few people and they'll give you clues. And there's always that dude on the phone.
Yeah, you can call the Uriah.
Yeah.
Have you started the trading game?
I mean, you kind of have to be doing that like the whole time.
Do you?
Yeah, there's something
I usually do it all right at the end.
Oh, really?
I think so.
I feel like at least if they change it in this, I swear there were some things that you kind of have to be doing that in order to progress. Because they give you certain things that you use to access areas.
Huh. Maybe. I mean,
I can't remember the specifics now. I feel like it's,
I mean, you can't really use anything in the trading game. You can't really use. You just you can only use it to trade. So I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
Anyway,
I don't know.
I love that.
But yes, I'm.
It's actually really involved. There's tons of things you have to do.
Lot, I mean, going all like I talked to one person and she's, you know, I want this and then I got that. Okay.
Oh yeah, she's over there. She is, right.
Down in that animal village, got to give her a hyacinth flower.
Right. Right. Just like an Animal Crossing.
Just like an Animal Crossing. But yeah, nice. it's a fantastic game.
Yeah, yeah.
Hopefully I'll have a little more time this week.
Nice.
But,
nice.
You know, we're getting towards the end of the semester, so things are going to be ramping up over the next couple weeks.
Right.
Finals and stuff, and then I'll have a couple weeks off.
Nice, nice. Cool.
Yeah, what have you been playing?
Well, I've been playing Animal Crossing. There was a new update that just came out. Couple days ago, the Dream Suite and fireworks were added. It hasn't even been one Sunday yet, so I've not seen any fireworks. I'm really excited for Sunday night, but the Dream Suite is a little disappointing. I wish you like it's cool because you just get to visit islands, you know, but you have to have a code. I was hoping there was going to be an option to just like click like visit random island, you know.
Yeah.
But you have to have the dream code or whatever for the islands, which is, if you know where to look, it's not hard to find them, you know, and there's cool islands to visit, but like on Reddit, there's like a whole subreddit dedicated to dream codes, you know, but,
subreddit dedicated to everything.
There sure is. but yeah, so I don't know. Animal Crossing's cool, but I've also been playing more Paper Mario, and of course Smash. Obvious. Paper Mario is so fucking good. I am actually thrilled to bits by how much I like this game. It is just so fun. I don't know. Like there's so many different things to do and each area like really is involved, you know, like you have to do a bunch of stuff in order to progress and go to a bunch of different places. Like I just finished like the Great Sea where you're in a boat and you got to go around and you get to go underwater in this like submarine thing and like use the arms of the submarine to like grab chests underwater and like I don't know, it's like it's super fun. I'm currently on the fifth streamer, which is the last one, and then I think there's like another, you know, the final world or whatever,
right?
But yeah, so I'm close to the end, just not quite there yet, but it is I highly recommend Paper Mario the Origami King to anyone out there. I'm actually shocked by how much I like it.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's funny. Like I literally find myself laughing out loud at the game, which does not happen too often in video
games.
Yeah.
There's very few games that have ever, made me really laugh. Both the South Park games.
Yeah. Yeah. But those are like designed to be comedy games. And
that's what they're for.
This one, you know, is funny, but I, you know, comedy is not their main goal, you know, but
yeah,
but I don't know, it's just so good, it's really good. I'm loving it. but yeah, so that's what I've been playing.
So I don't remember in that, so in Paper Mario, are you like just, do you have a party?
You have,
or you just so Mario,
so there's, you're just Mario mostly. Your partner is Olivia, who's a origami, folded up origami character. And she doesn't fight with you, but she like will give you hints on, or like reminders. Like you can press a button. She'll be like if you're lost or something, she'll be like, oh, hey, remember, maybe we should go talk to that guy who was over there. You know, like she'll sort of give you hints on what to do. And so she's a big character. She's like your main partner, but then you also get, For like different chunks of the game, you get other partners that follow you around, and they will help out in battle, but they're not like, you don't control what they do. They just kind of do it. And they're only around, you know, it's like for the desert area, you have a Professor Toad following you around, but you can use him. There's like glowy spots on the ground, and you can tell him to dig there, and he'll dig up, you know, coins or whatever's there, some kind of prize. And so he helps you out for a little while. And then like, Bobby the Bob-omb helps you out for a little while early on. And, I don't know. It's all the characters are charming. I love them. I want Bobby for Smash. I'll tell you that much right now. I don't know. It's so good. So you do have party members, but only, only for a little bit at a time. You know,
it's not like, they don't necessarily help you out, or you're not choosing their attack.
Yeah, you're not like attack. Yeah, because battle is different. You basically puzzle. Yeah, you solve a puzzle and then attack. If you complete the if you actually solve the puzzle and get them lined up properly, then you get 1.5 times attack power. So you want to solve the puzzle because then you can pretty much kill everything in one shot. If you don't solve the puzzle, which the puzzles are hard. Like some of them, I'm just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do here? What is this nonsense? Like, how can this possibly work? and there is a spot in the game. There's like a training area where you can practice the puzzles, which I haven't really spent much time in, but maybe I should. I don't know. Battle is a lot of people on the internet bash the battling. But I think it's all the people who haven't played the game. And who are just mad at it because it's not Paper Mario, the Thousand Year Door.
RPG.
Yeah, it's not a 16-year-old game, you know? I don't know. It's great. Paper Mario, highly recommend. And, this would be the point in the show where we do our three questions. However, Natsume Championship Wrestling does not have a lot of information out there about it. And I do not have three questions tonight. So let's move on. And Jurik, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Natsume Championship Wrestling for the Super Nintendo?
I will, because I found, you know, some information.
I mean, I know. I just didn't look at Wikipedia,
there was nothing on there necessarily that I would think would be
noteworthy.
Good trivia, necessarily.
Right. I just couldn't find anything. I mean, I don't know. So I've got another plan that we'll do while we're playing the game.
Right. So Natsume Championship Wrestling, or NCW, was released in 1994. For the Super Nintendo. It's developed and published by Natsume. As far as directors and all that, the designers, no idea.
No idea.
But there were three composers listed.
Oh, okay.
On Wikipedia.
Three of them. Sweet.
Three of them.
Who do we got?
We have Iku Mitsutani.
Okay.
I don't know what they've worked on. Their name was the only one. It is clickable. You click on it, and then it says, no page created yet for this person.
Oh, right. So,
which
someone make sense. Someone started it, but, yeah.
Maybe, yeah. There's Iku Mitsutani. There's Kinuyo Yamashita.
Okay.
Who worked on music for the original Castlevania.
Oh, nice.
And Mega Man X3.
Oh, sweet.
Were the two biggest ones that I saw.
And both of those games have excellent fucking music.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I think it said for both of those, or at least Castlevania, was they worked on that with somebody else.
Yeah, I think the Castlevania composer is a big name. I can't remember who it is, but
yeah.
Yeah.
And then the third composer is Hiroyuki Iwatsuki.
Hiroyuki Iwatsuki. Do we know what he did or she?
We do. We actually just played a game from them fairly recently. Another Natsume game.
Hang on. Fairly recently, like during pandemic. So during quarantine. Okay.
There's another fairly recent game added to the Super Nintendo thing.
Let's see. Wild Guns.
Yep.
Yes. Sweet. Well, should we listen to some of these bros' jams right now?
Yeah, what were all their names? Repeat them back.
I cannot. I'm right. Just going to be very honest with you. I cannot. I That's a hard pass for me, Brad. That's going to be a no. Well, yeah, let's listen to some of their jams right now.
Indeed.
And we're back, and these are fucking jams. Like, yeah, I'm actually shocked by how good the music is in this game.
They got apparently a really good team of people together there that know how to make some kick-ass tunes.
Seriously.
For a random Super Nintendo wrestling game.
Yeah, like, wow. I don't know, there's that one, just that bass is just so good. And again, it's not it's Super Nintendo bass, not Sega bass, it feels like present. I don't know if that makes
sense. It's definitely all, yes, very Super Nintendo. Like if I just heard that music, I would be like, oh, that's off of Super Nintendo.
Yep.
Even though it does have the bass, it's just Super Nintendo music just kind of has more of a balance, I feel like, of everything. Whereas Sega is often lower end of everything.
Yep, I think that's right.
Bassy all around.
Yeah.
But yeah, Super Nintendo, the music on this is way better than I feel. I was expecting just
garbage. I think it's probably way better than it has any right to be. But, exactly. You know? But you know what? Like, sure, this is not a super popular game, but like the people who worked on it worked hard on it, you know? Like,
yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yeah, like, so I'm glad. I'm glad that they took the time to make really good fucking music for for this game. And actually, watching the demo right now, it looks kind of fun. I don't know. Like, it's like cartoony, arcadey wrestling. I don't know. I like it. Cool. What else we got here?
I mean, you know, it's a wrestling game. It's an unlicensed wrestling game, so there are no real wrestlers in it. I was unclear if this is just a straight... If this is the same game as, it's like
All Japan Wrestling or something.
It's like All Japan Wrestling, or there was a different name for it, but there was a game in Japan that had that used what was it then? All Japan Pro Wrestling.
All Japan Pro Wrestling.
Wrestlers. But the game itself is like Zen Nippon Kurorisu Sakai Saikeo Tagu Dashu.
That sounds right. That sounds right. I'm gonna agree with you on that one.
Yeah. Which apparently translates to All Japan Pro Wrestling World's Strongest Tag Dash.
That seems right. I mean, Japan, the Japanese, they love their wrestling just like we do, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
But I'm unclear if this is,
I was unclear on that too. I was reading, when I was looking for three questions, like I found a thing that mentioned both games in the same sentence, but I couldn't tell if they were meaning like
nothing like, I read says it is like a port of that
or anything.
With just names changed, because I know the names are all made up, but like Wikipedia, it says, the game is widely based on a conversion of,
okay, Zen so Nippon. Maybe it's not the same game. It's just maybe they use the same engine or something like that.
I think they use the same engine, and probably the way you play the game and everything is exactly the same, and the graphics and everything, but it's just the wrestlers names and probably their the way their characters look are different.
Right, right. Well, cool. Natsume Championship Wrestling. I mean, should we just do this? Should we play this game?
I mean, I suppose.
I think we should. You got yourself a shot board, though?
I do.
Ah, as do I. And Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses. Cilantro. Cilantro. Ooh, that's good. I feel like, Drake, we should practice, like, when we're not on the air, like, saying cilantro in sync. I think there's got to be, like you have to start saying it before I do in order for it to actually sync up. It's weird. It's just the delay in the video chat thing. I don't know. There's
we'll never get it.
I know, but every time I'm editing it, I'm just like, God damn it. Like, it's just one.
So close.
It's so close always, but it's just just not right. That's okay. Someday we'll be out of this pandemic. Well, maybe. You know, I don't know. We could just be in pandemic land forever, but let's hope that's not the case. And
who knows?
And let's hope we can record in person one of these days. But. But okay, should we do this? Should we play some Natsume Championship Wrestling?
Yeah, man.
Wait a minute. Did we do that? I think we did.
I think we did, but we'll go even deeper, man.
We'll go even deeper. Let's do this. Well, that first pipe was to take the shot, and now the second pipe is to play the game. So I think that's right.
Makes sense.
Okay. Interesting title screen. Like, it magnifies your selection. It's kind of weird. Not,
it doesn't just select, yeah, magnifies it, and you can even...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. Okay, so we have several options here. We can do championship tournament, championship tag match, round robin tag match, or exhibition match. How do we play two players?
I think exhibition match exhibition is the only match? Way to play two player.
Okay.
But, I mean, should we each try wrestling the computer once on our own and then wrestle each other, or...
Yes.
Let's maybe try that.
Great, I reset the game. Reset?
Well, you can still, you were still in exhibition. You can still just do it there.
Oh, I thought you meant try the tournament mode or something.
Oh, no. I mean, we can try that too, I guess. You can just go into the championship tournament. And
let's do it.
From my understanding, the computer is hard to beat.
Okay. Okay. Even, should I try it on hard? Even,
I think put it on easy. I don't know, I read, there's only a couple... like Amazon reviews, none of them are funny or anything,
right? So, but they all say how
but one of them is. Yeah, says even on easy the computer is like impossible.
So it looks like we got 12 wrestlers here. Their names are awesome. We have Asteroid, M Roach, yeah. H Snake, the Viper, Phantom, Fangs, Spike, Big Ape, J Craze, Python, K Bruto, and Conan.
Oh, what, Conan.
What does, like, M Roach stand for? Like, is that Matthew Roach? Or is...
Well, never know.
H Snake is Hungry Snake.
Oh, Hungry Snake.
But
M Roach is
M Roach is still just M Roach. What about like, King Bruto is K Bruto.
J Craze?
J Craze is Jet Craze.
So,
why is M Roach?
The abbreviation M Roach just stands for M Roach.
Weird. Okay, well. Let's see, who should I pick here? I don't even know. I don't know who's like, what is it? Did you look up Natsume Championship Wrestling tier lists?
I did not.
Okay, me neither. I'm going to be Big Ape. I think that sounds good. He's 6'2", right. Weighs...
He looks like...
The Big Show. No?
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, he looks like Kane, actually. Or Kane without his mask.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Kane here.
Yeah, I'm getting my ass kicked. I have no idea what's
you're
happening.
You're wrestling Phantom. Wait, Phantom. Who played the Phantom? And was it Billy Zane?
Yeah. You should listen Phantom, to your right? You should listen to your friend Billy Zane, Drake. Billy Zane. He's a cool dude.
Cool dude.
Oh my
Except
god!
Except for in
the computer.
In
oh, I threw him.
Good job. Yes! I kick him. Oh yeah.
Oh my god! I'm fucking kicking this guy's ass. I'm literally
I wouldn't go that far at all.
I'm literally just mashing buttons. I am not doing anything.
So I think. like B.
Yeah.
It's maybe a grappling thing.
Yep. we're grappled. Oh,
the
yeah.
Direction. Oh, super.
Oh, shit. That was
a sick vertical suplex, man.
It was. Okay, now yeah. B's kicking. Oh, my God, I'm out of the ring.
Oh, he threw you out of the ring. You're going to get counted out because I bet you can't figure out how to get back in.
I keep running into the thing.
Okay, you got it.
You press Y.
I didn't know how to do it. I just was like, oh, I could see this game being like convoluted of how to get back in the ring and I'm just going to lose right away.
I'm so, this is impossible. All I'm doing is mashing buttons.
Billy Zane is kicking your ass, man.
This is the Phantom. Oh, my God, it is Billy Zane. But he doesn't look like the Phantom. He kind of looks like Macho Man without like the frills, you know, like
right,
like without his cowboy hat on. Oh my God, because he's kind of balding. What is going on? I cannot.
Who was the shadow? Is that Alec Baldwin?
Alec Baldwin was the shadow, I do believe. Yeah.
I like those moves. Those
what the
movies,
fuck is going on here? This game is impossible. I do not know what to do.
That would probably help us if we knew how to play it.
I know, but like, I can't even. I think we should have played together first so we could figure out the buttons.
Because
I can't stop to figure anything out because this guy just fucking gets me. Like, what is that? Like, all right, back in the ring. Actually, I don't think you have to press a button. You just hold towards the ring and you go back in.
He's gonna pin you now, and you're down to
no. Not if well. I my mashing is fucking point.
I thought for sure because I know you no longer have any health.
I know, but boom! I can't. Why did that not punch him in the face?
Oh, DDT! You're done for sure.
No way! No fucking way! It's paused.
No, it's just like the longest counts in the world.
No, it's because I accidentally paused the game because I'm mashing buttons.
Okay, I was like, Jesus, that is... Come on, Rap.
Yes!
Okay.
Oh, I got him in a fucking foothold. Oh my God, this guy...
Right, I'm trying to look up controls.
Yes! See here. Fuck you, Macho Man. Oh, Phantom. Yes!
Phantom knows. Wait, no, the Shadow
knows. Oh, yeah. This guy can't even handle me right now. Look, I'm getting life back too.
Oh man, you're oh DDT again though. he crushed you there. 2.5, 2.9, 3.
What?
It was like 1, 2, 2.5, 2.9, 3.
Well, that was fucking crazy. I don't know what just happened there. Oh my God. Okay. And I realized that just now that I didn't have the music on this whole time. I have my TV muted. All right. Well, you want to give this a shot, Trick, or do you want to?
Yeah, let me just give it a shot right here. Hang on. I'm looking at some moves.
Hang on here. Wait, I didn't. I think
this is all very confusing, even looking at like controls and stuff. I'm still not sure.
X is run. I can tell you that much.
How to grapple.
You I don't think you do. I think you just like fucking mash buttons. That's how you do it. Whatever. This game is impossible. All right. How do you?
Because there's no button that says just like.
I reset the game. Oh, I got the hiccups.
Set for locking up, but in the controls on this guide, it's like while locking up, press Y for a light grapple, B for a medium grapple, A for a strong grapple. But how do you lock up to begin with?
I don't know. It's
no
impossible.
Button signed to lock up. I guess A is head grab.
Okay, I don't know. You have control now, sir.
I don't know. All
right. Good luck, bro. That's all I'm saying. Lesson. This is impossible. Here's a free lesson. Yeah, you show me what's up. Now that you've mastered the controls because you just read them. So
yeah, they didn't make any sense. I don't know what the fuck any of them are. I think it's all about picking the right guy.
Yeah, Big definitely.
Ape is no
Big
good.
Ape. Big Ape is no good. Big
Jet
Ape.
Crazed. Yeah, that guy looks like a dude.
So far, Big Ape. Oh, K Bruto looks like Kurt Hennig. Right there. Look at him. That's fucking Mr. Perfect if I ever saw him.
I'm gonna go with the Viper.
The
Randy
Viper.
Orton.
Oh, that does look like Randy Orton.
It doesn't look like him, but that's Randy Orton's other name.
Oh, really? He's the Viper.
He's known as the Viper.
I didn't know that. Actrack is in control, leaving the online session.
I just fucked everything up.
you really did. What?
How did I do that?
All right.
I didn't even mash like a button that should do that.
Well, I don't know what happened, but all right, I'm creating another online session here.
Whoops. I don't know how that happened.
You must have pressed
like home or starts.
I mean, hard to say. Wait a minute. What am I doing here? I need to wait till you're back. Okay.
I'm coming.
There, ActRack is joining. Okay. Yes, Revelers.
This is what I need. Are you do you have your Super Nintendo controller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course I do.
I don't.
I can't play Super Nintendo without it. All right, we're back at it. Hang on.
I don't know. Maybe it's because I hit the right stick and did something weird.
That could be. I just gave you control now.
All right. I'll try to be more careful.
Okay. When I was mashing, I was mashing the buttons.
So was I. That's why I'm confused about what happened.
There's probably like some weird setting, like if you press like all of them at the same time or something,
yeah,
it exits the game, or I don't know.
Oh, maybe I pushed, while mashing, I accidentally also pushed the, like, ZL or ZR.
I bet you that's what you did. Yeah. Oh, you're fighting the same guy, the Phantom.
Don't know how to do anything.
No, it's impossible. Drake's also getting his ass kicked, so that's good. I've
literally done nothing.
See what I mean?
I don't even know which guy. Okay,
you're the blue guy. You're the blue guy. The green guy is your enemy. That's the Phantom. He looks like Macho Man. I can tell you're mashing.
Oh, I punched him. Because I keep hitting the stick.
Yeah, because you keep hitting the stick and the little hand keeps coming up.
Yep. Oh, my God. It's impossible. It is. Nothing happens. Oh, I punched him again. That's the second time I punched him. Third time, fourth time.
Like,
time.
You had to punch him five times for it to even take one chunk of life away from him. Oh my God!
Doing stuff to me.
He is. He's fucking wrecking you.
He's got me in a fucking half Boston crab.
This is so good. Okay. So in lieu of three questions here,
Jesus Christ, I hate this game.
I've got
thousands of funds.
While Jurek is getting his ass kicked, I've got some poorly described wrestlers for you here, Jurek. Well, you might be able to get all these. I have no idea. I think these are kind of crappy, but I found them on Reddit, so here we go. Poorly described wrestlers. I'm going to give you one right now. Are you ready?
All right. I'm ready.
Okay. Is a granddad that takes Halloween too seriously?
Too seriously.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, just think about it for a sec.
I kicked out a 2.9.
Nice. Think about it for a sec. I tell him as he's like fighting for his life again.
For my life, man.
Against this fucking guy. 2.9, you kicked out again. Yes. Why does it do that? It shows you the points.
Oh, no. I have not done a single move to this guy. I punched him like 7 times and that's it.
Press all the buttons at once. Just get him.
I don't know how to do anything.
Yes, you got him. Oh, you did it. You did a move.
Grabbed his head.
Oh, my God. Oh, that was that. I thought that was you.
Jesus Christ.
That was not you. That was him. He's wrecked.
No, I don't.
He keeps throwing you out of the ring.
He's just throwing me out of the ring just like he was to you.
Is this like WCW versus NWO? Can you grab a chair out there? Fuck this guy up.
No, that I can do anything in here.
We need to play two-player so that we can... yeah, okay, hang on.
A granddad that takes Halloween too seriously.
That just means he's old. Is a granddad that takes Halloween too seriously.
I mean, they all take Halloween too seriously.
Well, I know, but like, come on. You know.
I mean, The Undertaker?
You are correct, sir. Yeah.
For some reason, the first thing that popped into my head was...
Ric Flair.
No.
Oh.
Well, that's granddad, but...
Yeah, I know. Like, when I think granddad... Think
of him, I was thinking of guys that wear, like, masks and full suits.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So that's why the granddad part was throwing me, because the first thing that popped in my head was actually... God, what's his name?
I don't know.
The skeleton guy, WCW,
The skeleton, like, fucking, Hang chairman. On. The chairman. La Parca. Yes. The chairman of the board.
The chairman of the board. You wore like a skeleton costume. He did. Essentially, right?
La Parca was fucking sweet. He was a luchador. Oh my God. The chairman of the board. I forgot about that. God, I love wrestling so much.
That's what immediately popped in my head. Him or Kane.
Or Kane. Well, closely related to...
He's Undertaker's brother. He wears the mask because Undertaker lit him on fire when they were kids.
Right. I was reading about the...
FYI, they're not related at all.
No. I was reading about the 40 worst gimmicks in wrestling history. One of them was Isaac Yankum DDS, which is the dentist character that Kane played.
Yeah, even Kane hates talk. I saw an interview with him where somebody then brought that up and he just like ended the interview.
Yeah, he's just like, we're done. I'm not like, talking about that.
You can't bring up Isaac Yankum DDS. Yeah. I want nothing to do with that. Didn't exist.
Okay, I think I just did single. Hang on. What if you press start? Nothing?
No. All right. I mean, it says one player select, but
I'm going to try Jet Craze. Oh, there we go.
Oh, here we go. Select. Two players select.
Okay. Sweet. Oh, so you just go to exhibition and automatically it's two players. That's cool.
I'm going to go with Kurt Hennig.
Kurt Hennig, King Bruto. We got Jet Craze
King Bruto
versus K. Bruto. I don't know which one I am. Okay, let's just figure... Oh, my God! And then you just do a cool fucking drop kick? I figured out
how to drop kick, but...
I know how to run, but... Oh, there, I did too. Okay. I can't figure out how to get up, but...
You can only run side to side.
We've grappled! Oh, I got you.
How? How did we grapple?
I think we just hold at each other. Did you just do that to me?
I think so.
We look the exact same, except for
I'm wearing green
underpants. And I'm wearing like blue and black. Yeah.
Underpants.
Yeah. I have no...
What the fuck happened? How did my suplex chuck you out of the ring, even though we were a good 3 feet away from the ropes?
Oh, my God.
Okay, so A...
Oh, yes.
Nothing.
How do I... Oh, yeah, now we're fighting outside the ring. Now you're done.
Oh, my God. Now we're both just going to get counted out.
No way. No way. I'm getting back in. Yes! I'm getting up here. Oh, nope. Just kidding.
Oh, God, I can't crawl in this way, I don't think.
Oh, I think you have to. Oh. Okay.
Nope, you can.
All right.
You just got to press up to it and press Y.
I'm trying to climb the rope, but I can't, or the turnbuckle, I mean.
I think it. From what I read, it seemed like only certain characters can climb the rope.
What? Oh, reverse!
Certain characters are like, I don't know, high flyers or something.
Well, that makes sense. Oh, I just did a cool fucking shoulder ram. Charge. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm doing anything.
I know, like, literally the whole time I've just been mashing
buttons.
I'm
just pressing buttons. I'm still not 100% sure how we even grapple and lock up like that.
I think we just hold toward. You just hold at each other.
You just hold. Oh, yep. It is. And then I just chucked you against the ropes.
Oh, my God. And I just got knocked the fuck out. Oh, my God. And I'm out of the ring.
Now I want to like, run and jump over the ring.
This ain't WCW versus NWO, bro. I don't think. Oh, yeah. I flipped you over the ring, though.
You did flip me.
I flipped you for real. That's fucking right.
Oh, suplex. And I did it. The suplex is so weird. If you're anywhere near the ropes, chucks you all the way out. Oh, DDT.
DDT. Get the fuck up. Jay Craze, what are you doing? How do you even pin someone?
I don't know. The computer never even tried to pin until we were down to no health.
Right. We both have a lot of health right now.
So the question is, when we get down there, if you just kind of press towards them and you can pin them, or what? Or this match will go on literally forever. Well, it'll only go on for 10 minutes max.
7 more minutes we have. We've been playing this for 3 minutes now. So, oh my God. How are you doing?
Do I know how to DDT?
How do you DDT?
Like I'm telling you. Well,
come on.
No, it seemed like once we press towards each other and we grapple, then I press A and it DDT'd you.
Okay.
Every time.
Oh, I just did it to you. Oh my God. I'm the fucking.
So I don't know how it decides who kind of like wins the grapple.
I have no idea either, but I am stomping your ass right now. Oh, I'm gonna jump over. I'm gonna do it. Nope. Okay. That didn't do it. I just landed on the ground and now I'm dead. Okay.
Oh, I'm just fucking dropping knees on your face.
Dropping knees on your face.
Oh, suplex.
Despite the shittiness suplex, of the controls.
Suplex City, bitch.
This is Suplex City, bitch. Despite the shittiness of the controls, I think I'm having a blast with this game.
It's all...
All I'm doing... Oh, I'm just mashing buttons. Like, I'm literally just slapping my controller right now. That's all I'm doing. Oh, my God. Did you see that cool fucking thing I did? This is what I get mad about, like, when I'm playing Smash. Like, I'm always like, come on, you mash him, bro. All these people, you can just tell they're just like fucking pushing buttons. They have no idea what they're doing. Oh my god.
So like down and dead. I just don't know how to ping you now. This is going to be the problem.
Well, I also
no help left.
I can't get up. I don't
ping you outside the ring?
No. Yeah, keep running into the wall. Yeah. Oh, I just I keep running into the wall.
Game's like spatial awareness.
It's like, terrible. It like clips you through the ring. Like when you like suplex someone, if you're too close to the side, it like will clip you to the outside of the ring. Like it's weird.
Yeah.
Oh my god. DDT.
You're dead, but I don't know how to pin you.
I'm gaining life though. Oh, nope, not anymore. I'm dead. Hold down or something. Like just
I was next to you.
I do not know what buttons to press. This is the worst.
Oh, one.
Yeah,
two.
Not today, son. Mega Gigabyte, son. Oh, Suplex City, bitch.
Fuck you, J-Craze.
Not today. What is this?
Oh,
what is this?
Like a fucking...
Fucking leg...
Standing armbar thing.
A standing armbar. Yeah, that sounds right. That's it. Oh, yes. Oh, you're out the ring, bro.
Just fucking body slam me outside the ring.
That's fucking right. I'm the best Natsume Championship wrestler there ever was.
I mean, fucking, I don't think that's...
Welcome to J-Craze Town, bitch! Boom! Boom! Boom!
Took my fucking head off there.
Yeah, that's fucking right. Oh my god.
All right, DDT. I'm so dead.
No, not today. We were too close.
Not even a one count.
That's because we were... That was a rope out. That was a rope out.
Oh, okay.
We were too close to the side.
Get up. Get up. Get up.
No.
215, 219, 3.
This is the worst game I've ever played in my life.
This game makes very little sense.
It makes very little sense. Like, what the fuck?
Now I can't remember. I mean, the last, you know, obviously the N64 games, I understand. Because I played them so much.
Well, yeah.
I don't
but
remember.
They make sense, though. The controls make sense. It's like you press this to grapple. Then you press a combination of buttons to do a move. You know? Like,
right.
This doesn't work that way. I mean, it sort of does, I guess, but...
I mean, I'm sure it would make sense eventually.
Okay, so
I
let's...
Like I remember being confused by the... What do we play on Sega? Like Royal Rumble?
Yeah, Royal Rumble or WrestleMania.
Or one of those two.
Yeah.
We were going to play one, but then it didn't work, so we switched.
So we switched. Oh, yeah. Maybe even King of the Ring or something. Or we were going to play King of the Ring. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Anyway, it's like that, though. You have to put in... in that one, don't you have to put in moves, like, down toward...
Maybe. I remember being confused by that one, too.
Well, these ones are really... With the N64 wrestling games, that is when, like, wrestling games became fun and controllable. You know, like, this shit, like, what is this? Like, literally, all I've been doing is slapping my controller. Like, I
know.
I'm right? Not even holding it properly. I'm literally doing this, you know, like, slapping it with my hand. Like, ugh. Oh, I did championship tournament. How do you go back? No. I reset the game. All right. Okay, here, I got another poorly described wrestler for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, hit me with one of those.
Here we go.
Or a couple of those.
Oh my god, excuse me. I'm so sorry, revelers. I'm a burpy son of a bitch today. Here we go. Hated by most of the internet until he dropped to part-time.
Hated by most of the internet until he dropped to part-time.
Yep. I believe he's...
John Cena?
That is correct, Jurek. Nicely done. Okay, I'm going to give you one more for right now. This one, I don't know. We'll see. Steampunk tea drinker. Also, steampunk. Not all. I should have given you this provision at the start of this, but this one may not be a male wrestler.
Okay.
Steampunk tea drinker.
Like, is it a modern?
Yeah.
Wrestler?
Yeah.
So this is a female.
This is a female. I'll tell you. Yes,
steampunk tea drinker. Becky Lynch?
You got it, bruh.
The man.
Becky Lynch, I'm the man. I'm the frickin' man. Revelers, I have to give a shout out to Nurdy, N-U-R-D. He's a local Minnesota rapper, and he's fucking awesome. And he's got a song called The Man. And he's like, I'm the man. I'm the frickin' man. Becky Lynch, I'm the man. And it's frickin' awesome. So check out Nurdy, y'all. Nurdy
Becky Lynch is badass.
Yeah. But he's got lots of songs. They're all nerdy. He's one of us, you know, like nerdy is fucking sweet. Anyway, I wasn't sure if you were get that one. I have no idea what that even means. Steampunk tea drinker.
I don't know that she is really anymore.
Yeah.
Her original character when she came out was often, she dressed a bit steampunky.
Okay. So I think some of the ones I was reading were several years old, you know, like they weren't recent threads on Reddit or whatever, but all right, I'm going to give you one more before we start. And then I only have two after that. Here we go. His favorite term is the business and he has a large nose.
The business. Large nose. He's got a large nose.
I mean, I've never looked at him and been like, oh, that bro's, his nose is so fucking huge. But I guess it is, 'cause he's a huge guy, but
business makes me think Triple H.
That is correct. I don't even know. Did he used to say like the business all the time?
Well, he talks. I mean, I guess he talked because he's kind of in charge these days.
Right, right. I kind of
talks about it like that.
Okay.
Wait, who did you pick?
I picked Asteroid. I think I'm going to take you this time.
Let me go with Fangs.
Fangs with a Z. That's how you know it's cool. He also has a dyed blonde mustache by the looks of things.
Mustache.
Like a fucking Hulk Hogan action we got going here. No, are you? Am I red? I'm red, I think. Do we keep picking guys that look the exact same?
Because we don't know what they literally are just palette.
They're
swaps.
They're palette swaps.
For sure.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind that these are just palette swaps right now. I am purple, you are orange.
Oh my god.
And I punched you right in the stomach.
These are huge guys, and their little fucking punches are the weakest thing I've ever seen. Like, they have no
punches
range.
Do almost nothing. You have to
do the throws.
Do actual moves and stuff to take away any sort of health.
Oh my god. Yes!
Before when I was getting you down and then stomping on you and stuff, it's your health goes down and then it immediately refills to where.
Oh, what? How did that not hit you? Ugh. Yeah, Suplex City.
Suplex City.
Welcome to Suplex City, bitch. Fucking Brock Lesnar. Boom.
Brock Lesnar.
Here we go. And do a fucking thing. I wanted to like do an elbow drop or something. Like, I
don't know if you can when you're running.
I know. I'm not even facing the right way.
I don't know how I
you're like the master
go
of this
ahead
game.
And pin you.
Yeah. How do you pin? You just hold down?
You get next to them and press L.
You get next to them and press L. Yes! One. Two. Oh, two count, motherfucker. You're done. I'm fucking into wrestling right now. Like, I'm gonna take you down. Yes!
I know, me and Abby were just talking earlier, like, remember towards the beginning of the pandemic and me and you watched WrestleMania?
Yeah, that's
like,
right.
Like, we were on Zoom with each other and WrestleMania had no crowd.
No crowd. It was the weirdest thing of all time. I just hit the turnbuckle and, oh my god.
Now I just threw you off the turnbuckle.
I saw that. Yes! Now I threw you out of the ring. I can't get on the turnbuckle. I don't know how to do that. Don't press X near the turnbuckle. You you will run into it.
You just bounce off of it.
Oh, man. I just bounced off the ropes. Like.
Body slammed you off the ropes.
I just walked right into your punch. This game is so weird.
It really is.
I have no idea what's going on. It's just like, woo! How did that not hit you? The hitboxes are...
It's like because I was doing something at the same time or something. It just didn't know what to do. I don't know.
I guess we have an idea, though, now. Like, I don't know. I feel like this match is going better than it has been going.
Right. I still feel like when I was fighting the computer, there was no chance to do anything. Anytime I got up next to him, he just immediately...
Jurek pins me because I knocked myself down.
You just fell over.
Oh, yeah.
But I took a chance, man.
Oh, I mean, that was a good chance to take.
And,
yes!
You know,
no!
Cheat to win.
Cheat to win, Eddie Guerrero style. Mash, mash, mash. Would you just get up, guy? What the fuck is your deal here? R.I.P. Eddie. R.I.P. Eddie always. Cheat to win. You know it.
Yeah, damn right.
You're done. You're done. What? How did... No way. I pulled that move off on you. This game
I'll stomp
cheats.
Ya.
This game
I'll
cheats.
Stomp ya.
I'll stomp you for real. Yes! Oh, shit.
Pile driver.
One.
I haven't seen one of those
two.
Yet.
Oh, my God. I don't know how I did that. See, like, I think... Oh, my God. Like, when we grapple, try and press, like, a direction and a button. Just like in... oh, shit. Yes. One. Two. Oh.
No way. Not happening.
Oh,
your special move on me.
I keep fucking knocking myself out. Yes!
I just, like, ran into you.
It seems like if you just, like, mash, you get right out of the pin.
Yeah, I think I think you pretty much can't pin them until they're... Oh, yeah!
No! No! Don't give up!
Just tap out, man. Just tap out.
I refuse.
Give up.
What? How? See, like, how does it decide who wins the grapple? That's
what
I
know.
I'm out of the ring.
Belly to back German suplex.
Oh, the running moves. I keep trying to run and kick you. It just keeps not working.
I just kind of keep stepping out of the way.
Nope, no, that's you're playing the fighting game correctly there, Jurek. Like just move out of the way.
I shouldn't let you just like run and drop me.
I don't know what's happening. I can't get out of this. I'm just getting my ass kicked.
All right, we're gonna get a rope break there.
Yeah, we are. I'm gonna stay right here. You can't get me. Yes, 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 yes. Kick him. Kick him.
Get away from ropes, man.
No, why?
Damn it. I don't want to throw you out of the ropes. I can't pin you out there.
Oh, come on. Like, it should hit you one of these times, right? Like, okay. Well, this could be it for me. This could be it.
One,
oh, my God.
Two.
Yeah, three.
Three.
You did it. Okay.
I'm the best fucking NCW wrestler in the world ever seen.
Yeah. I think it's time to be done with wrestling.
Yeah.
I have no idea about this game. I have some more things, though. Hang on.
Yeah, ask me the last ones you have.
Okay, here we go. The Rock's cousin who looks like Jason Momoa's twin.
Roman Reigns.
That is correct. And here's the last one. He's kind of like Mr. Rogers if Mr. Rogers was from hell.
What?
Maybe think of this character a few years ago. I don't.
Years ago.
Yeah, I don't know. I, based on what we see, he was in WrestleMania. I'll give you that hint. This year, the one we just were talking about that we watched with no audience, and it was the weirdest match we've ever seen in our lives.
Oh, is it? What, like Bray Wyatt?
That is correct. Did he used to have like a persona? Well, he did do the Mr. Rogers thing, like in that WrestleMania. Like he was like the nice guy. Like welcome to Bray Wyatt's neighborhood.
I mean. Yeah, I feel like that was just that. I guess I don't watch anymore, so like when Bray Wyatt first came onto the scene, he was more so like a character like the people that kidnapped the people in like House of a Thousand Corpses or Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. Okay, like a Rob Zombie film.
A random, you know, people out in the middle of nowhere living in a
wasn't that their thing? The Wyatts? The Wyatts were a whole thing. Wyatt family. Yeah. Oh, well, apparently he has a Mr. Rogers persona. Yeah, I guess
that's what he's doing these days. That's kind of in that weird Funhouse match. He seems sometimes like that, but then he was also creepy.
Yeah, I don't know. Now he wears that mask.
Yeah, he was like the Fiend.
The Fiend, yeah, but I think this is pre-Fiend, but I don't know.
I think apparently they just don't know what to do with him.
Well, you got all my poorly described wrestlers, Drew. Right. So good job. Nailed them. Yep, nailed them. There was one that I was going to do, but I was like, it's the easiest thing ever. It was drinks beer, beats up Deborah, drinks beer.
Oh, God, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Correct. Did he used to beat up Deborah?
He apparently, he was married to
Deborah, I didn't know.
He apparently actually did in real life.
Oh, I thought it was a wrestling angle.
No.
I'm so sorry. I did not know that I was speaking jokingly of actual assault. I am sorry, Deborah, if you're listening to this. I'm pretty sure Deborah listens to this podcast. So
obviously, she's our number one fan.
Yeah, she is. Well, besides Lamont, of course.
I think she might be Lamont.
Deborah is Lamont. We should make t-shirts.
I'm on to you, Deborah.
we're on to you. All right. Well, anyway, it's time to move on to final shots for final thoughts. Are you ready, Drake?
I'm ready. Got my shot poured.
Me too. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Yes. I tried to delay mine a little bit.
Do you think it matched up?
I think it did. I think that one was perfect, or the best one we've done during quarantine. I don't know. Okay, so here we go. Jurek, how many palette swaps of J. Craze out of 10 do you give Natsume Championship Wrestling for the Super Nintendo?
God, I don't know, man. I just feel like even all these old wrestling games are...
They were trying something.
And they were trying something. It's just I don't think they had the capability with the controllers and stuff to really get
to
it
really do it
down at this point.
There wasn't enough buttons
until N64 where it was like.
I mean,
N64 is really only a couple buttons.
Well, no, you had all four buttons plus A and B.
Yeah.
Plus R and L plus Z. You know, like there's a lot of buttons on the 64 controller compared to the 1, 2, 3,
right,
buttons,
but
six.
Do they all really do much?
Yeah, like you ran with the C buttons,
you pinned.
You probably did other stuff. You climbed the ropes with them, you know, like
like
the C buttons were all used, you know?
Z didn't do anything, did it?
No. No, because you didn't hold the controller.
You used
the D-pad and not
the D-pad.
The most amazing controller ever built. The
worst controller ever made.
The N64 controller. That's my favorite feud we have, Drake. I love that controller and you hate it.
Yeah, but you still don't think it's the best controller ever made.
No, I don't. The Nintendo Switch Pro controller is the best controller ever made.
Right, yeah, that's...
It's so good.
It's pretty damn good.
It feels so good in your hands. I used to think the GameCube controller was the best controller ever made, but it is. Just because it fits your hands so nicely.
Yeah,
it feels
nice.
Yeah, but the Pro controller is fucking where it's at, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I'm torn between Pro Controller and Xbox One. I think Xbox One might be a little more comfortable to hold.
Oof, I don't know. Anyway, what's your rating out of... did you give a rating? I don't remember.
I didn't yet. I'm going to give it...
How many palette swats with J. Craze out of 10 do you give Natsume Championship Wrestling?
I'm going to give it right down the middle of 5.
A solid 5. I think that's right. I think that's probably right. I I don't know, maybe it gets a 6. The music is really good.
The music is really good.
Yeah.
The controls are just, it's
the controls.
Again, this is a probably a situation of just
not playing it enough
and
yeah.
figuring out the controls. Like, I imagine if I today just picked up, you know, WCW NWO Revenge, I wouldn't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Well, yeah, you had to learn it, but it was intuitive, you know, like
it did. It was.
It made sense.
A little more sense. At least you could figure out just by pressing all the buttons, kind of what happens. We're in this. I still don't know how I do most
anything
of the moves I was doing.
I did a fucking pile driver once. Like, how did I do that?
Yeah, there was one pile driver, and that was something. One of the, I don't remember. I don't think I took a screenshot, but yeah, somebody, yeah, on the one of 3 Amazon reviews I saw, one of them was like, the moves get so repetitive. I mean, how many times can you see a pile driver or a suplex?
Well, we did.
And I was like, how do you do a pile driver?
We did it once. I did it. I totally know how I did it.
Lots of suplexes, did lots of DVTs, some body slams.
A little bit of like knee drops, you know?
Yeah. I mean, some of them I started to figure it out, but I never once pile drove you. Pile driver. I feel like I pressed every possible combination when grappling with you.
Yeah.
Maybe only certain characters.
I also pressed every combination, but I was pressing every combination at the same time because I was literally slapping my controller. I was not really playing the game.
No,
I don't know. I think I'm gonna give it a 6 only because I really loved the music. Like, I thought the music was stellar.
Music's good, and graphically it looks good.
It does. Like, it does look good. It's like
for a Super Nintendo game. It's got a crowd back there.
It does. The crowd actually.
It's got 3 announcers right there.
Oh, it does have the announcers. I didn't even notice those bros. But they are there. They're just announcing.
He's just kind of lifting his shoulders.
Yes, he's just like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
And the other two are just looking back and forth. They are. Repeatedly.
I love the crowd animations.
Yeah, the crowd, they all just kind of do kind of their own thing. Some people are raising their fists. Some people are putting their hands up to their mouth to shout.
Some are clapping. Like, I don't know. But they all repeat, you know, like there's like 5 characters or 10.
I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, I think.
But then there's the back row. Character.
Oh, yeah, the back row. But they all seem to just kind of be pumping their fists.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Natsume Championship Wrestling. I don't think I'm going to recommend to all the revelers that they go out and buy this immediately. But maybe give it a shot. If you have a Switch online, you know, give it a shot for sure. And then you can tell us what you think about it. Like how fast
everything
were you
mashing?
Doing
wrong as you figure it out.
Right, right.
I still don't know how you played this game.
No, this game is crazy weird, but I'm glad we gave it a shot, you know. I don't know. We're revelers, we're running out of games that we can play during the pandemic here. We have to figure something out, but actually we're not running out of games. There's lots that we can still play, but
it's still we still have,
you know,
a bit more to play.
I'd love it if we could, you know, play an N64 game or a PlayStation game or, you know, Sega even. We tried the Sega thing with the Sega Genesis Classics, but the online is just so terrible that it just doesn't work. Anyway, Jurek, what did other people think about this game? Or did we already go over that?
I honestly don't know.
Great.
There's not a review section on Wikipedia. All I found, there's a couple, you know, reviews from people that are random websites that nobody's ever heard of.
Right.
They're like retro focused things that are small, tiny, you know, little more than a blog.
Right.
So,
all right. Well, that's fair.
It seemed like, I think the Wikipedia article said it received like mixed reviews.
I mean, that seems right.
Kind of I remember reading an offhanded one sentence thing in the gameplay section.
right.
Like, okay. All right. Nobody knows.
That's fair. Well, Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Natsume Championship Wrestling, could they do that?
You can. You can find me at Actorak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt, and Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Trick?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do give us some discussion questions, y'all, so we don't have to do poorly described wrestlers again, although that was kind of fun. I don't know. I like poorly described things. It's fun to try to guess what they are. I don't know.
I kind of like some of these too.
Yeah. I just thought
it's
like
hard to come up with them.
Well, I know, but without three questions, I was like, I don't know what to do. So I was gonna just do like wrestling trivia, but then I was like, well, let's do poorly described wrestlers, because I figured there must be some threads or something out there about that, you know. And sure enough, there was a bunch of them. There was a bunch that were describe wrestlers using only emojis, and I couldn't get a single one of them. I do not know how the kids communicate in emojis. You know, like
I
use emojis, but I use the thumbs up, the fingers crossed, and the okay. You know, that's it. That's what I use.
I mean, generally, if
and
I
the
do
ones.
You know, if I do like a smiley face or a frowny face, I still just do colon, open parentheses, or close parentheses.
Right. Nice.
Maybe a semicolon for a winky.
Ooh, the old wink. Oh, man. I remember sending the old winky face, you know, to lots of people back in the day. Like on my fucking Nokia, you know, like. Play
Fuck
Snake,
yeah.
Get a text, send a little winky face, like, what's up, baby? Yeah.
Know it.
good stuff. Anyway, I think that's about it. Give us a rating on your favorite podcast app, if they have ratings. I don't know. Apple Podcasts, any old thing will do. I don't know if that
Hard
matters. But
we don't know how any of this works.
We don't. It's only been 215 episodes. You know, we're getting the hang of it now. But
every app is different.
I know.
I mean, like my app apparently just started. You can review things, but I reviewed our podcast on it, but I don't
know how to
no
see
way
it.
For us to see how to, to know how to see that. It doesn't link back to our like Podomatic or anything.
Right.
No.
Right. I don't know.
No one fucking knows.
No one knows. Anyway.
It's all a mystery.
Drake, you want to take us out?
I sure do. until next week, game on, tag team champions of the world.
Game on, tag team champions of the world.
If you ain't down with that, we got two words for you.
Suck it. It's so fucking good.